This is the crossover. Hosted by Chris Brockman.
Crossover. All right, welcome to the crossover. Our third episode this year of the ROFFL season. Finished week 7. We're getting ready for week 8. I'm not sure where the season has gone. All my days kind of just melt together. And I'm sure my guest kind of feels the same way. You know him as the 2008 ROFFL champion. He is the owner, operator, popcorn vending machine guy, Rich Kiss. What's up, my man?
What's going on? You still do these, by the way? I had no idea.
I'm trying to do... I didn't really do any last year. I think I did a season premiere, kickoff, I don't know. But I was trying to do them every so often this year, just because this is kind of a crazy NFL season so far, and there's a lot to talk about. So I'm just trying to do them. What do you think? Do you listen?
That's awesome.
Do you have time to listen?
What's that?
Do you even have time to listen to these? Probably not.
No, come on. Let's be serious.
Although you just told me that you have the week off.
Doing the week off? I'm doing nothing this week and love it. Literally doing nothing.
Well, I mean, you have 2 children, so you're doing something, right?
Right. I'm doing more than most people, I'd say, on a week off. My week off is probably busier than your work week.
Oh yeah, no, there's no question about that.
but that's all right. It's good times. I'll tell you what, my ROFFL team is making a bit of a run here, making a little comeback. So all is right with the world again. I thought I was done, but now I'm back.
Yeah, as we finished week 7, getting ready. By the way, congratulations to your G-men on their first win of the season.
They're still.
By the way, did you watch that god-awful performance that they called football last night?
It was terrible, but they won, so I guess that's good. But, I mean, if they win more, they're not winning more than 3, are they?
3? Yeah, I mean, I would get ready to purchase your Jadeveon Clowney jerseys next season.
Yeah, I would take that. At this point, they might as well just lose them all and then get him. They might as well.
Yeah, you were 1-3 a few weeks ago, and you have rattled off 3 wins in a row and are now in the playoffs should the season end today.
I know, it's not bad. Number 7, too. There seems like there's a little separation going between the top, I guess, 9 and the bottom 5, which you're in.
My team's terrible. We can talk about my team in a minute, but... although should Josh get a couple more wins, he has, like, the 3rd most points.
He's got a ton of points.
And he's in 10th.
Is his team good?
I don't know. I just beat him this week. So that would lead me to believe his team is not good.
I'm going not good.
I mean, he's got A.J. Green, DeSean Jackson, Cam Newton. Dallas defense has been pretty good this year. Prater obviously has a ton of points as his kicker. Matt Forte has been awesome. He had a 3-touchdown day recently. I don't know. His team has good parts.
They beat me. I mean, I shouldn't say anything.
Has good parts. Larry Fitzgerald can get going. Cam, I think, is starting to heat up a little bit.
I'm not
going to disagree with you on that one. Let's take a look at your 7th place team currently as it stands. Are you happy? Vincent Jackson obviously had a huge day for you on Sunday. Breeze coming off a bye, now he's back. You were able to win with your number 1 player on a bye. That's always a good feeling.
I mean, you gotta love it. Coming off of a 1-3, going to 4-3. I mean, my team, I was worried I was heading down the Giants path, and I had started to order, this is a true story, I started to order my Calvin Johnson
We had ordered it. You were thinking about the toilet bowl already, weren't you?
I was thinking about it when I played Jake Stanford. We had discussed that this game might turn out to be for the toilet bowl, and I haven't lost since. So I canceled my order for the Calvin Johnson jersey, and I'm starting to think that I have a chance to lead a little run here. My team, you know, is it the best team? No, but I think it's, you know, everybody's team has holes in it, so it's just as good as anybody else's.
Right. And by the way, this goes for you and anyone else who's listening. Before you order anything NFL related, please hit me up for your discount code on NFLShop.com.
That's actually good to know.
I mean, I can save you some percentage points on your final order.
Let's put it this way. I'm taking you up on that later. And I'm glad that I was at the podcast where you're doing it. And if you would have said this while you were interviewing Parker, I never would have known.
Because you didn't listen. You didn't listen to the show. So you have to be pleased with Vincent Jackson. What's your thoughts on Mike Wallace to this point?
He has been disappointing. But, you know, he's my third receiver. So as a third receiver, he's been okay.
Yeah.
You know, I was hoping he would have
more. You're happier with Mike Wallace than you have been with Roddy White, say.
Right. I would agree with that assessment, yes. But, I mean, I think Mike Wallace will be okay as my third receiver. And if Roddy White can come back, my receiving corps still isn't too bad.
Right. And, you know, with Julio Jones now being out for the season down there in Atlanta, your greatest porn star name in the NFL, Harry Douglas, looks great.
That
obviously,
Julio
he had a huge
Jones injury. Oh, yeah, Julio Jones' injury was huge for me. Because now, I might, once Roddy White comes back, I might be able to start Roddy White and Harry Douglas and Vincent Jackson and put Mike Wallace on the bench. And if he would hurry up and get better, Roddy White, I might be able to trade Mike Wallace and actually get something for him.
Right. But, you know, and even, Pittsburgh's won two in a row. Emmanuel Sanders isn't bad if you need somebody to fill in if you're unhappy with Mike Wallace, say.
Yeah, and my running back depth, I don't have an Adrian Peterson or but I've got some depth with guys who start and are going to get some carries.
Right.
So I feel good about my running back situation.
I mean, even a guy who Jason Cantor and I personally loathe, Ryan Matthews, he's got 450 yards.
He's been good this year. He has 200-yard games now in the first seven. So he's been okay. I'll take that.
And that's a team, San Diego. You're right. He's actually got back-to-back 100-yard games, Ryan Matthews. But that's a team, San Diego that's kind of surprised everybody so far. I mean,
I've been completely surprised. The whole NFL year has just been wacko.
Yeah, this NFL season, I mean, take a look. No one thought the Giants would be 1-6. I mean, no one thought the Chiefs would be the last undefeated team.
Right. I mean, like you said, the Chargers and the Chiefs.
The Falcons have been terrible.
The Jets have been respectable. It's all over the place.
The Jets are in the playoff hunt.
It's unbelievable. The Steelers have won two wins?
The Steelers have won two in a row. They were 0-4.
Wow.
I saw a stat earlier in the year. It was the first time ever that the Giants, Redskins, and Steelers were all winless.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's because it's just the league is just saying something, and I think for fantasy this year, it's been that way too. The good news for our league, I think everybody thought that Parker and the Peyton Mannings were going to run away with it, but they've started to come down to earth a little bit, which gives everybody else a little bit more of a chance.
Yeah. You want to talk about teams that that are on a roll in our league, you got to look at the Sherm Tanks. They've won four in a row.
Yeah.
They're starting the year
0-3. I just looked at them today. They were 0-3. They were worse than me, and they are now 4-3, and their team is playing great. Andrew Luck he had three more touchdowns.
He had four. He had three passing and a rushing.
Touchdown.
Three passing and a rushing.
Yeah. I mean, his team, Jaquizz Rodgers, who did nothing for me last year, he's in my world, but Ryan Matthews may be in your world.
Well, he's proven. Yeah, he's proven to be a valuable receiver. I mean, he has 25 catches. That's probably more than anybody on my team.
Well, with Steven Jackson hurt, that's been good for him.
You know, and Justin Blackmon has come back the last 3 weeks and has 25 catches in 3 weeks.
Yeah, that was a great pickup. And then, of course,
Jordy Nelson has five touchdowns. Wow, Reggie Bush.
Nelson, I should have kept him instead of Roddy White. I wish who would have known. But how about, of course, Brian Hartline, who's putting our league on the map.
That's right. He has 31 catches on his bench, and Alshon Jeffrey has 560 yards.
Yeah. He's got a really good team. He hit in those middle rounds between Hartline and Blackmon and Jeffrey. He hit in those middle rounds, and that's the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah, he's really hit. If you take his bench receivers are probably better than my starters at this point, with Alshon Jeffrey, Brian Hartline, and Robert Woods.
First of all, he needs to trade some of those people and get another running back. Second of all, it'll be really funny, not for him, but for me, it'll be really funny if, like, in the playoffs, all the guys he starts get, like, one or two catches and his bench has, like, 40 catches in 1 week.
That would be really, really funny. Yeah, I mean, I think the way it's going, the thing is, you don't know who it's going to be. I mean, if he ends up starting, because think about it, he also has Percy Harvin. Like, so he has seven receivers. His four bench receivers would be starters on most any other team.
On most teams. Are you telling me Eli Manning in week 15 can't put up a 5 for 20 with 3 interceptions and 60 yards? So Victor Cruz, he has to start. Let's say Victor Cruz gets 2 receptions for 30 or 40 yards. I mean, the Jaguars are terrible. He could come up with 2 receptions for 30 yards. He could have a day in the playoffs where he just completely starts the wrong guys. And then he leaves 5 or 6 receiver touchdowns on the bench.
You know, we were talking about this earlier at NFL. We were taping an Eisen podcast, and Rich was saying that he didn't want that many options because inevitably you're going to make the wrong decision. So why have this many possibilities?
Right, I'm living with that philosophy my entire fantasy career. I am going to screw something up. I absolutely am.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, he's got Chris Johnson, who has been, you know, very average. Fleener has kind of turned it on recently, but holy smoke. Think about this, though. He's going to have to drop one of these cats because Luck is on a bye next week. So who's he going to drop? Who's he going to drop? He actually has to pick up. He has to pick up a tight end and a quarterback. So he has to drop two people to pick up. So who's he going to drop? He'll probably drop Robert Woods and
Zach Stacy
maybe. But then that leaves him. Okay, that still leaves him with Chris Johnson, and then he can. Okay, so Robert Woods is going to be back on the waiver wire, and.
Right. He can't drop Jeffrey, although Jeffrey probably takes a hit without cover for the next 4 weeks. But by the time the playoffs roll around, and that's what it's about, he should be fine. Hartline, you know, he can't drop Hartline. And Harvin, obviously, he can't drop any of those guys. So,
I wonder if somebody with a good tight end, or who has some tight ends, makes him an offer for, like, Harvin. Would he do that? Because you don't know what you're getting in Harvin. You have no clue.
No, you don't know what you're getting.
No clue, but the potential's there, and Harvin's maybe a keeper candidate, possibly.
Possibly, depending on who you have. I think Harvin, probably some of the teams this year towards that were drafting early might have wanted to keep Harvin this year.
Yeah.
But I think as
the season goes on, right, he's not going to keep starting Justin Blackmon. He's going to hope that Percy Harvin's the guy, because you can't really start Alshon Jeffrey with Jay Cutler out of the lineup the next 4 weeks, right?
No chance. You can't start him.
And he's been one of the great picks out of this year's draft. I mean, 33 catches.
I mean, 33 catches.
561 and 2 touchdowns. And a 2-point conversion.
Smart. Wow.
Yeah,
that's
Jason's
more,
team.
More catches and yards than Jordy Nelson.
Jason's team is really rolling, and you know, I'd like to think him and I were on the same page coming into the draft. I wish I had a better keeper option because I would have kept that person over Matt Ryan and tried to draft Andrew Luck. That was kind of my plan, but I could not keep Mike Wallace. I couldn't do it.
No, I mean he hasn't put up keeper numbers.
No, definitely
not. He hasn't put up keeper numbers, but your other keeper, Bryce Jones Drew, has just been
god awful. Thinking about, and I don't know if I made on paper the wrong decisions. They've just kind of worked out to be the wrong decisions. I mean, Matt Ryan has at least 2 touchdown passes in every game this year. He has been fantastic. But I mean, taking Stephen Ridley over Alfred Morris has proven to be not the right move. I guess.
Who knew Ridley was going to be this terrible?
Yeah, that's the thing. And I guess in hindsight, I should have taken Reggie Wayne there. But now Reggie Wayne's out for the season.
Right.
So.
I mean, you know who? I'll tell you the pick that I'm kicking myself for. And Vincent Jackson turned out fine. But I, you know, letting Wes Welker go.
Right.
I mean, how far
that's true. Maybe in hindsight, I should have taken Wes Welker there at my spot at number 8.
Yeah, Wes Welker. I mean, I thought Reggie Wayne marked, you know, it wasn't enough. I don't know if you want to call it a good pick or a bad pick since he was doing so great and you can't plan on injuries. But I felt like Wes Welker was just the one guy that just fell so far that should have been so obvious.
Yeah, and that guy's falling.
We took, you know, like you were saying, Stephen Ridley, I think is, you know, should have known Vincent Jackson probably. I thought Mark, like I said, took Reggie Wayne a little high.
But I'll tell you what, take away the injury, Reggie Wayne was one of the picks of the draft.
Big pick. One of the reasons.
I mean, he passed on Alfred Morris, who you know is a number one 1,500-yard back, and took old ass Reggie Wayne, and then Reggie Wayne was just going crazy.
You know, like I said, that's why Morris was in sixth place or whatever. That's why he was having such a strong start of the year. Now he.
I'll tell you what, I'm catching Mark on the right week. I mean,
you're gonna win this week.
You got it. Well, hold on a second, but he still has Welker and Aaron Rodgers, but he's got Reggie Wayne now out. Was on a bye anyway, but now he's out, and Brandon Marshall on a bye also.
He's got 2 wide receiver slots. Still wide open for this week. He's got to pick somebody. He's got to sign somebody.
I know. I
got
to pick up.
And Mark, I've got. Oh, he needs a kicker.
And he needs a kicker.
He's got 3 defenses, though. He's gonna have to start dropping defenses and picking up real players.
Wait, Mark has 3 defenses?
Yes, New Orleans, Buffalo, and Houston. But to be honest, he did what we were just saying a little bit ago. He had Wes Welker, Reggie Wayne, Brandon Marshall. He had nobody to think about. He doesn't need any more receivers.
Right.
So he just. Why load up on guys who are going to sit on your bench anyway? So we had defenses and just rotate them around.
Yeah.
It was a good strategy until all his guys got hurt down on bye in the same week.
Man, he has Philip Rivers just sitting on his bench. Hasn't played Philip Rivers all season. Philip Rivers has
all VA.
22 more fantasy points than Aaron Rodgers. You're right. Why doesn't he... why wouldn't he trade Philip Rivers, VA, especially with Cutler out? Needs a quarterback.
I don't know.
I mean, I'll tell you what, if you want to look at possible trades. Nobody likes to trade in our league because nobody wants to give anything up, but they want to get back the best player, you know?
Right.
You got to give something to get something. Take a look at VA. You would think he'd spin a receiver for Jay Cutler, right? Because Mark now needs a receiver.
Yeah, poor VA, he doesn't have too many players left. His whole team got hurt yesterday.
I know.
Or Sunday, I mean.
Think about this. The way, Sam Bradford now out. I mean, if you're him, would you spin James Jones? Would Mark do James Jones, match him up with Rodgers?
I mean, it's not a bad move. I mean, here's, you know.
What about Jimmy Graham? Would you trade Jimmy Graham?
I think if I'm VA, you got to trade Jimmy Graham.
You have to, right?
I mean, his team isn't going. At this point, 2-5, you got it. When do you cut bait?
You try to win now? Spiller has been kind of a disappointment, too. Coming into this year, VA had Spiller, Graham, and Foster, and Jennings, and you're thinking, VA could make some noise.
I like the Torrey Smith pick. I thought that was a great pick.
Right, Torrey Smith.
And Woodhead has been a steal. He's getting all the touchdowns in San Diego.
Woodhead has 40 catches.
Woodhead has more catches than any of his receivers, and more than Jimmy Graham, which is, you know, it's a lot. He's got a lot of catches. But like I said, I mean, look at VA's team. Cutler, Bradford, Jimmy Graham is probably not playing this week, and Arian Foster, all hurt.
All out. All hurt, all out. Yeah, Foster's on a bye this week, so he would be out anyway. Man, that's a tough one. Injuries really hit the NFL hard last week, and a lot of them were on VA's team, unfortunately.
Yeah. Who else? I guess at some point, the question is, what are you going to trade, you know, what will you give up for a tight end? Because VA can't keep Jimmy Graham, but, you know, I'm sure a lot of teams would want to have Jimmy Graham, but you have to give VA back a keeper.
Right.
So if you're in a contention, are you going to be willing to trade a keeper? You got to be creative, I guess, to think of a trade where you can get rid of a potential keeper and acquire Jimmy Graham, because VA, you know, is rent a player at this point.
You think about those 4-3 teams maybe trying to make that leap to the top. You're talking about Jason, whose team is on fire right now. He probably doesn't want to touch it. Mark, you, Brian, who's lost 2 in a row, who is 4-1, and has now lost 2 in a row. Does Brian think to make a move? He's got the two best running backs. I mean, he should make a move for a receiver.
And nothing else, right?
And nothing else. His team is so set with Kaepernick, McCoy. Jamal Charles might be the MVP of the league.
Right.
Good kicker.
You gotta move somebody. Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, Brian might look to make a move for a receiver that put him over the top. But, Christ, Cecil Shorts has 39 catches.
I know. That's unbelievable.
That is crazy. Shorts is, and you can look at other guys in the league who are similar. Our league is a touchdown league because with the 6 points for a passing touchdown and then 6 points for everything else, if you don't score touchdowns, you can't win on a weekly basis. You can put up all the yards you want because we're a league that's 15 yards a point where most other leagues are 10. So we really put the onus on getting in that end zone. And like Cecil Shorts has one touchdown, I would bet that he doesn't finish with more than 3 touchdowns this year.
Right. But he also, with that one touchdown, he has more than double digits. I think I just counted, let's see, I think 4 times in 7 weeks.
For catch?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He has 5 of the 7 weeks he has double digits, and 1 week he didn't play because he was hurt. So he's catching a ton of balls.
You're looking at targets, right? Are you looking at targets for Cecil Shorts?
I was just looking at for Cecil Shorts' points.
Right. And the thing is,
he's getting
his lowest target of the year is 11. He's getting 10. Right. He's getting 11 plus targets every game. And if you got sipping on some Henny out there, just winging the rock around him and Blackman, they're losing every game. So they're just throwing the ball. No wonder Jones-Drew is useless.
Right.
I don't know if anybody thought Jacksonville was going to be this terrible, but certainly if I did, I wouldn't have kept Jones-Drew. That's for sure.
I mean, this is historically bad. I mean, they're not going to win a game this year, are they?
Yeah, no, they're not going to win a game. They're not going to win a game.
They still have to play Indianapolis twice.
They're going to lose by so much. I mean, Indianapolis, they're a legit Super Bowl contender right now.
Yeah.
They beat the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Broncos by an average of 10 points.
Yeah, that's pretty good. And didn't they beat Seattle in Seattle?
No, they won at San Francisco.
They
had 2 of the 3 at home, but still.
That's a good road win for San Francisco. So I guess it's week. We're going to week 8. What's the early front runner for where we're going to be next year. Because let me tell you what, Baltimore, that was more fun than I even thought it was going to be.
That was fantastic. It was obviously great. It was great that it was a couple of our guys' hometown, so they kind of knew, you know, where to go. Obviously, we went to dinner. It was fantastic. The front runner right now, the front runner for next year. Wow, Seattle.
I mean, I think the top four to me right now, I mean, I guess this is my top four.
All right, top four, break it down. Seattle.
Denver. San Francisco and New Orleans.
And New Orleans? You want to throw Indy in there?
And I don't think they're going to. For some reason, I'm not still buying them as a. Maybe I put them number five.
Gosh, could you imagine draft weekend in New Orleans?
First of all, I'd be pissed because finally I leave and then we go there for the draft.
That's pretty good. We might have to, we should throw up, I'm going to throw up a poll question right now and just see what if that gets any juice.
Interaction.
If that gets any juice.
I'll tell you what, you know what's strange for me, and I don't know if this is for everybody, but I've become a little more busy at work, so I don't get to check on my desktop computer. So I usually look at the leaked site and make all my moves through my phone or my iPad. I can't really see all the message board.
Yeah, you know what? But there is a message board on the app. There's a message board.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't know how to find it. Maybe it's just because I'm an old man and I don't know how to work technology.
So Seattle, San Francisco, Denver, and you're saying New Orleans, right?
They say New Orleans, but do you want to say Indy?
Well, I was going to just throw a fifth for Indy. I mean, look, we're looking at like 14 people voting. That's it, maybe. All right, here we go. Where is the front runner?
It'll be like four.
Where is the front runner? Is that right? No, who is the front runner? No, where is the front running location? Let's do that. Oh, no, wait. Well, too long. Let's see. Where is the leader? Which is the leader? Which is the leader? Which city?
Yeah. Which is the leader?
The leader.
Which city is the leader? There you go.
There we go. Submit. Let's see what kind of traction we get here on the draft. I'm going to vote right now, and I'm going to say Seattle is the front runner.
I'll tell you what. Last year I was against the West Coast. I'm kind of rooting for the West Coast this year.
Yeah, you're going to make sure you're off and everything?
Making sure. I think I'll be able to get off and I think I'll be able to make it out there. That'll be entertaining. I think New Orleans has only lost one game in the league. You know that game, the last second to
right.
New England. They
look great.
Really good.
They look great. Here's the deal, though. Can they go to Seattle and win?
No. I think whoever...
Right.
You know, they play on Monday night in a couple weeks.
Yeah. If you think Seattle and New Orleans are the front runners, right? It's got to come down. Whichever team gets home field, they're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't win at the Superdome. You cannot win at the Superdome. The Dolphins found that out firsthand on Monday night. And you cannot win at Seattle. Not with that coach, that quarterback, that running back, those fans. Can't do it.
I guess 2 years ago, the year before Russell Wilson, the Saints played
playoffs. They were big underdogs.
And that was because Seattle shouldn't have been hosting the game. New Orleans had a better record, but Seattle was hosting the game.
Because they won the division. Won the division.
Marshawn Lynch ran all over
him. He had that crazy epic run where he bounced off like eight guys.
Yeah.
That was when beast mode really came to life.
I think I'm going to vote for which city is the leader. I'm going to vote for New Orleans. I might be the only one, but that's what I'm voting for right now.
We'll see. You know, I just posted that. This podcast will be posted later Tuesday afternoon. We'll see. We'll check back and see how's it going. Are you surprised to see who's at the top of the standings? Navi, Parker, Jarrett. Dave, is that top four? That top four surprise you?
Navi and Parker are always at the top of the standings, so I'm never surprised by them doing so well. Jarrett,
You know what's amazing?
Jared, I love you, buddy. I think your team is not very good.
Right. Looking at it, Parker and Navi have 100. Navi has 130 plus more points than Jarrett and Dave. I mean, Parker does, excuse me. Navi has 170 more points than Jarrett and Dave. That is incredible.
He started off strong, and he goes up to 5-2. He's got an injury. His team is not that good.
He's won three in a row.
Right now, right. What, I know, but look, last week he beat the A's team, whereas the A's team, the entire team was injured. He put up 83 points in one.
Yeah, you know, better to get lucky than good some weeks, I suppose.
I agree.
Right?
I agree. He had the third lowest point total in the whole league. He would have only beaten two teams,
yep.
And he just happened to be playing one of those teams. But I mean, look at his point total. He has fewer points than I do. He has about the same amount as Brian, but fewer than.
Yeah, but you know his team does have potential. Like he has thrown up 2 120s and a 130 in his. You know, his
I think he's a team that you want to play in the first round. I think he makes the playoffs, and I hope wherever he gets, I got him this week, and he's probably going to beat me by 40, and I'll look like an idiot. But he's the one I want to play in the first round.
Yeah, look at Dave too, Dave's. Dave's only thrown up 100 in 4 weeks, 5 weeks, I guess. His high is 124.
Dave's team seems like it has the potential. He could put up 150 points in a week, and he could put up 75, and I wouldn't be surprised by either.
Yeah.
You've got players that just have big weeks, but they're not the consistent, you know, every week. I like to look for guys that every week get 10, 11, 12. Guaranteed a week.
Right.
He's got guys like Wayne Bowe who can put up big numbers, but then he might only have one catch for 10 yards, and it's like, shit.
Right, yeah.
You know, Sproles, same thing. He's a monster game. Sproles is usually pretty consistent, but he can have the New Orleans offense. They spread it around so much that he sometimes doesn't do as well. Same with Decker, because they spread it around so much. So he's got really good players, but he could get caught on a bad week, too. Dave beat me already, so...
Yeah, Dave beat me. Dave beat me last week, where him and I both really underperformed. But you never know. Yeah, week to week. I mean, if you look at the standings, it's kind of like the top of the league is kind of beating up on the bottom of the league. You know, I was the only guy in the bottom eight to get a win last week.
Yeah, I noticed that. This league, it seems to me that this league, I mean, this year's league, more than any other year, there's so much more separation, and there's such a big difference.
Yeah.
You know, I agree. Josh's team has put up a lot of points, and it's probably gotten unlucky. But if you want to take, you know, the top four teams or the top five all in a term, and then compare it just to the bottom four, I mean, the top five the top few are really, really good, and the bottom five, you know, I'm sure Jay Cantor would not disagree. The bottom teams are terrible.
Yeah. I mean, Christ, Josh has put up 100 points every single week, and he only has two.
And he only has two wins.
He only has two wins. He put up 150, which is probably one of the highest point totals of the year, probably top 10 totals of the year, and he lost.
And then
he has another loss by 2.2 points.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man.
But he's got, I'll tell you what, he's played the thing for him, and he might make a little run here and start to make some noise. But he plays collective action so he can win that game. He plays the Blue Crabs, he can win that game. He still plays 5 second stare, he can win that game. So he's got at least three more wins.
Yeah, he's got at least
so
three wins. You got to get the six, though. You got in our league, year after year, I don't think a five-win team has ever made the playoffs.
No, five wins isn't going to make it.
Where
but
the six-win team
has
won. But he's got the point total. If he can get the six wins,
right.
He's got the point total.
Right. He's got 5 wins in his pocket. Then you just got to sneak one out against Jockman's nose and Tool, and I think he beats nose at least. So that's six right there. Get lucky, split one of the last two, you know, the other two games between Jockins and Tools. I think Josh wins seven games. You can go ahead. I'm going to say it right here. Josh wins seven and gets in.
Wow. You heard it here first. Wow. Whereas you look at me, I'm looking at the lottery this year. I mean, if I can sneak out a win against Mark, I got 5 seconds there next week. I mean, that puts me at 4-5. You know, anything can happen, but I've got playoff teams, you know, the last 4 weeks, including you in week 12. I just don't want to finish last. I just don't want to finish last. That's all.
I'll tell you what, I was, you know, 3 weeks ago, I was starting to, in my mind, prepare for, like I said, I ordered my Calvin Johnson jersey, but this year might be the year the first last to get Calvin Johnson and kind of turn you around.
Yeah, maybe you want to come in last. I mean, say, right now it's Jake Cantor. And, you know, he's obviously, Tom Brady's not doing much for him.
How bad has Tom Brady been? Who saw that coming?
You know, and it's not just the receivers, it's not just the drops. Like, I've seen every snap this year. He's missing throws, man. Not like he used to. He's missing throws. He's a little off. I don't know what it is.
Just to fall that far that fast, it's just, to me, it's just unbelievable.
You know, maybe when it goes, it goes. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I want to see the rest of the year play out, but he's only got
eight. Back now.
He's only got eight touchdowns in seven games.
Well, if he didn't make that last second touch against New Orleans, he would have three full games without a touchdown.
He would have went three in a row where he had 52 in a row with a touchdown. And now he's gone two of the last three without.
That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's a crazy game. It's a humbling game.
This year has been unbelievable.
This year has been unbelievable. All right, so we're more than halfway through the season. You can't pick yourself.
No, are we really? That's unbelievable. I can't believe that.
We're 7 weeks. We're more than halfway. More than halfway. Yeah, you can't pick yourself. Who do you like so far? Who's your front runner? Is it Nobby? Is it Parker? Do you like Jason at 4-1?
Yeah. I mean, I was looking at Jason. Jason's team is good, but I think they're going to get bit. I mean, I think this year, I mean, maybe I say Jason at 4-0. I mean, last year Scott ran off how many wins in a row to win the whole league last year, which I still don't like to talk about much. Yeah. But, I think I still like Peyton Manning because he could put up 40 any week, but he's kind of come back down to earth and Richardson has been kind of not what people expected going to Indianapolis. Cleveland might have stolen one off on them.
Yeah, he's been terrible.
Not been as good as everybody thinks. So, I mean, he's got holes. I mean, this year I think more than any other year, even though I just got there saying, yeah, the top teams are so much better than the bottom teams, but I think it's wide open.
It's
wide open. I think anybody can win. I think I can win. I think Sherman can win. I think Dave can win. I think, Nobby and Parker, obviously, they're both those teams.
I mean, if you want to throw Lucan in the mix, there's 10 teams that can win.
10 teams that can win. I completely agree with that.
Yeah, there's 10 teams that can win. You look at Jay Cantor, Nick, myself. Maybe VA, he's got 150 in him, but not with the injuries. I mean,
injuries. I would have put VA in that list if we would have had this conversation on Friday.
We don't have a chance.
Really good.
The top 10, though, 10 teams can win this league this year.
I think anyone can win.
It's gonna be interesting. All right, you got anything else, buddy?
I got anything else? No. If I missed anything, what's going on in the world? Anything fun?
Anything fun?
Anything fun in the league? I sent out an email to see if anyone wants to go see a Jets game because I'm actually getting out of the house for a day. Jets game.
Oh yeah.
But it seems like nobody wants to go. No Jets fans out there.
Someone named Jason. Jason Sherman actually wrote back to you. That's unbelievable.
He wrote back to me?
He wrote back. When is the game? He says. When is the game? 12 minutes ago.
I didn't get that email. What's going on? I gotta check this.
No. Check your email. He sent it to you. When is the game?
Just sent it like now while we've been talking. I had no idea.
Yeah, in the middle of this conversation, Jay Sherm. When's the game? When is the game? Is it this week?
I don't know. It's November 3rd. It's a week from this Sunday, so it's about 11 days away.
11 days
depending
away.
Depending on when you listen.
Depending on when you listen. That's right. What else? Your kids are great? Joey and Johnny?
Because one of them, Joey has pneumonia. How about that? But he'll be fine. He's tough. He'll shake it off.
Whoa, that's not good.
That's not good, but he'll be fine.
All right. I mean, I'm going to trust you. How's the...
No, it's depressing. You want to hear a good thing. It's not good.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that.
They're both giants, and they're both... if they get a little bit more toughness than their dad has, they're going to be trouble for kids in the
tell you what, get the ball in... in their hand right now. Get the ball in their hand.
Oh, trust me, I'm doing it as best I can. Joey, if he recovers from this pneumonia, he is going to be, he's going to just run people over.
You could be the new Mannix. You could be the Kisses.
Oh yeah, it would be spectacular.
The Book of Kiss.
I don't really want to work that much anymore, so they need to hurry up and get going, make some money.
Yeah, working is the worst.
Working is completely the worst. I'll tell you what, I'm done with working. I'm done with it.
And how's the weather out there in Pennsylvania?
It's starting to feel like fall. It's like it's getting to be a lot cooler. It's like 50s. I felt like spring, summer held on a little bit longer than normal, but now it's starting to be a little more like fall. 50 degrees, going to be in the 30s at night. So
well, it's 75 today in Los Angeles. It's 75 in Los Angeles today.
I don't know why anybody doesn't live in LA.
Me neither.
It's a spectacular place.
Me neither. It's sunny and hot every single day.
And all the people are pretty. Maybe that's why, because you can only live there if you're pretty.
Oh, except for you. Is that the rule? Then I need to leave.
I think you might have to leave. You might have overstayed your welcome. Somebody must have thought you were just visiting.
Four years is enough, apparently. I gotta go. I gotta go. All right. He is the 2008. This man is minted.
So
he's got
ago.
A green
when
jacket.
The intro, that's so long ago. I haven't won in forever.
The 2008. Hey, I've never won.
You came
in second last year, right? Do you want me to do that? He's the 2012 ROFFL runner-up. Would you rather that?
God, second place is the first loser. God, I need to. Yeah.
You don't like that one?
I don't like this one.
He is the 2009 second runner-up.
My God.
Is that worse?
Was that fine? Just stop now.
He won this week, folks. Don't ever forget it. It's Rich Kiss on the crossover. Thanks, pal.
ROFFL.